Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm afraid.
Of what?
I think the older
that you'll
get,
never wake up?
No. Well, you're practicing dying. That's too much sleep.
This is Moses Moody, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Moody.
Moses Moody.
Our guy.
Oh, your guy.
Hey, Quentin
what do
Post.
You like?
Huh? What do you like? And I got to be honest.
Golf.
Whoever you're going to see, your buddy.
Yeah.
Right, can you muster up some words consecutively to give somebody praise? I don't know if you're capable of it.
Capable of what?
You're going to, say some nice words about your buddy, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can put good words back to back.
I see what you're saying.
You know?
It is funny. Well, he's a great guy, so it's easy. If you're not a great guy.
I would
guy,
love to be a fly on the wall to see how do it.
I'm sure there'll be TV stations there.
He just gave us his speech. It's going to be, he's a great guy, and what else do I need to say?
And I feel like, Steiny, somebody's stealing your daughter's bike at a young age. And you're like, you know what, young lady? They just stole your bike. Daddy's not going to do nothing about it. I'm going to go down there and try to kick the door in and take the bike back. Today, a fish gets hit or caught.
All right.
All right.
Quinn Post coming up in 45 minutes. Drafted in the second round last year by the Warriors. Of course, round 2 of the NBA draft. Is coming up tonight. We'll switch to basketball pretty soon.
Because we haven't even talked about the finals.
But also, the Golden State Warriors are hosting the 7th annual California Classic. The event will feature 2 days of gameplay at Chase Center on Saturday, July 5th, and Sunday, July 6th, between the Golden State Warriors, LA Lakers, San Antonio Spurs, and Miami Heat. The matchups will feature rookies selected in the 2025 NBA draft, along with players competing to make the NBA and G League regular season rosters. You can get tickets at warriors.com. And in addition, Thrive City will have a fan fest on both of these days, featuring a basketball sport court, live entertainment, balloon artists, an appearance from a Hot Wheels monster truck. Those are so much fun, and more, all of which are free and open to the public.
Wow. You ever been in a monster truck?
Nope. You?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you get in?
Well, my friend Armando San Jose from James Logan had one. Stanio, it was a real one. Like, that's a little too high.
Let me ask you a question about your guy. Is he a little weird?
Nah.
It really? Well, the answer's yes. If he
guys like toys,
he has
and,
a monster.
Yeah,
truck.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, it's just a little different. That's all. Let's go to talk about the Giants.
It's not over.
Who said it is?
You act like Adamas doesn't have umpteen games left, Donnie.
Season's half over. I don't know if you've noticed.
You are special.
Let's go to Mona in Pacifica. Hey, Mona.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey. All right.
Well, let me just say, first and foremost, Guru, I am 1,000,000,000% in with you, sir.
That's my girl.
If you sit there and let somebody continue to hit your brother in baseball and you do not do anything wow. about it, then that's on you. I come from a generation where my parents, you said this, you alluded to this, you don't start it, but if you, and you don't be hitting people.
Right.
But if they hit you, not only do you hit them back, you make sure you knock the fecal matter out of them so they know not to come back again.
Wow.
I'm not asking that anybody gets hurt because we don't want that. We don't want anybody hurt. But you got to send a message.
There it
is. And Bob Melvin is soft. He's always been soft. Even when he was talking on KNBR the other day, it's like, this dude is just soft. He's soft as cotton. So I'm with you, Goo. Knock them down. And if you don't want to hit a pitcher, when you get up to the plate, stroll up there, take a brief pause, and bump the catcher. Knock him over. Mm. And then just look at him.
Mm.
I'm all about it, sir.
I love it.
You guys have a great day. I love this conversation.
Wow. It agrees with the Goo.
Yeah, you know what I'd like to
Low
see?
Neil the Gooster.
You know what I'd like to see? Somebody go in with spikes high at second base.
Now, see.
What's the difference?
You get cut then.
Oh, but you can hit a guy and know you'll never hurt him.
Well, guys are hitting Giants left and right.
No, they're not.
I hate that.
They're not.
Middle of the pack.
They're in the middle of the pack. 13.
Enough is enough. That's all. Have you ever made a decision in your life where you didn't care about the fallout? You just had to stand up for yourself.
No, I actually haven't.
That's right.
Well, I really haven't.
We're on two different sides of
it. And every time I have done something like that, I've regretted it.
That's so funny.
It doesn't mean I regret it all the time, but chances are I regret stuff when I don't take into consideration the consequences.
Yeah.
But
yet you were on to something if you were to send Bivens out there and have him throw the first.
I meant if you have Birdsong throw at a guy on the first pitch, you better have Bivens ready.
Right. I thought you were saying
because he could
Bivens
get
is
tossed.
Our starter, right? You know, we're going we're bullpenning. Bivens is the starter. He gets ran. Hey, Birdsong, here you go.
Or like if Tristan Beck. Oh, I don't think he's on the team anymore. I think they optioned him. Who's the Giants' worst pitcher? Oh, I know who it is. It's Lucchese.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you may as well send Lucchese out to start the game and plunk somebody.
And then bring in
Birdsong.
Yeah. But she didn't like, again, I respect Melvin, but the one thing I've always thought about Bo Melstein, and I've met him, that furnace is not hot enough for me. And you can have a stellar career managing like him, but sometimes when you deal with dogs, they got to be trained. And he couldn't do that with dogs in San Diego and that clubhouse and the front office. Not putting it all at his doorstep. Oakland, okay, came and gone. But the bottom line is I respect Bo Mel, but Steiny, I'm a Jim Leland, Whitey Herzog, Bruce Bochy type of guy. I don't believe Bochy. This would happen on their watch. Somebody would get hit, especially Bochy being a catcher.
Let's go to Casey in Santa Rosa. Hey, Casey, what's going on?
Hey, Steinmetz. I was listening to you, and I listen to you all the time. And, you know, if this was a basketball play, if somebody was getting like a deliberate foul, you'd be like, oh, that's part of the game. But if it's baseball, you're like, it doesn't have a place in baseball.
No.
The history of...
I think you're misunderstanding. And I'm not going to cut you off, obviously. No, what I'm saying is in basketball, now the repercussions from a fight or a flagrant foul are too great, and that's what's led to less physicality. And in baseball, when you throw at guys, you pay more of a price than you have in the past. That's all.
No, I hear what you're saying, but I literally have listened to you say, if we're talking about a basketball play, that it's part of the game if somebody gets hacked super hard. But if somebody's coming in and thrown at one of our players, it's like, that's part of the game is to throw right back.
Well, that's where the difference is. I don't think they threw at anybody. I think they hit three guys, but they didn't throw at anybody. And
no, I know, and they should.
No, I'm saying...
That's part of the game of baseball.
Man.
So, let me ask you this. Every time somebody gets hit, should there be a guy thrown out on the other team?
If it looks like it's deliberate and not just like, oh, there was a wild pitch.
All right. Well, okay. What'd you think about the two hit by pitches in the ninth inning?
I definitely feel like those were purposeful.
The Giants were up two runs, and it was the ninth inning.
I love the callers, Donnie. I love all of them.
Thanks, Casey. Appreciate the call.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, no, it's fine.
But, Casey, I disagree with Casey. It's not about you doing that, Donnie. You're in the meantime. You're probably 99.9% right. But what you're omitting is it's been happening in the last couple of weeks too frequently. And I don't care about where we rank when we get hit. Is we got to draw a line in the sand. And if we hit somebody that don't, the person that gets hit deserves to get hit because my guys have been getting hit.
Let me ask you a question. Who are you hitting?
The leadoff guy.
Who is that? Is that Lopez?
That'll set the tone for the whole game. No, it won't.
I've heard, you know what? I heard Dave Fleming do two games in the last 3 days, and he said, maybe that hit by pitch will get him going. Double play.
You know, well, I get that, but yeah. But Kruko was telling you, Steiny, it's time to, you got to protect. You got to protect.
Go ahead. Okay, fine. Go ahead. Hit somebody.
And if you were a manager, it sounds like, Steiny, you wouldn't protect. Like, you would think that wouldn't matter. And I think you could lose your clubhouse that, start to lose your clubhouse that way.
I don't necessarily see it that way. I also see it as, you ever hear the Tommy Lasorda when somebody said, did you say, like, managers never say to a pitcher, hit this guy.
They don't have to.
Okay, well then Giants need to do it on their own. And that's a player thing. It's got nothing to do with Melvin.
And it could happen today. And you heard that exchange with John Shea. That was the baseball player in Bowmail. He was being fair, talked about what it was, but he was like, yeah, at some point, I can't say it all, we got to protect our guys, and there's only one way to do that. Eye for an eye.
All right.
That was from American Me.
That was from the Bible.
Eye for an eye? Well, I might. Yeah, I went to church.
Nobody's getting hit.
You're mad people are agreeing with me and not you and Evan. Like the scorecard.
I think it's half and half.
It's 10-8.
925, getting hit is part of baseball. Another part of baseball, not acting like a little whiny when it happens.
Evan said that.
Thank you.
Evan, you typed that.
Thank you, 925.
Dude, that Evan, come on, you were a pitcher, E.
I have a 510 number.
Evan, you were a pitcher in college. Are you honestly telling me, and I know it was a different time, if your guys were getting hit, you would feel like, I don't even need anybody to tell me I'm plunking somebody. Because when I hit that somebody and it's like so random, when you get to the dugout, dudes are going to be like, hey, Steiny, Evan, thank you, man.
Two things. Number one, was not good enough to hit anybody. You put a runner on, that runner's probably going to score. Second part, you can't hit people in college. If you get ejected, you're done for the weekend.
Oh, whoa, I didn't know that.
It's like in basketball. You don't get like no college players getting into a fight in college.
All right. So am I living in the past and I'm looking at the chat? Dave Stewart, smoke. You don't think he's defending his guys? Nolan
yes,
Ryan.
In 1982.
But what's changed besides the penalty?
When you're asking what's
besides
changed,
the penalty,
you know
Stiney?
What's changed. Times have changed. You know what's changed. You're asking questions you know about. Society's different now. It just is.
So if Melvin called Ramos in the office after the game yesterday and saw how demonstrative and upset he was, because he's been the main one getting hit, and he's one of their better players, you don't think Melvin would understand where he's coming from? Do you think Melvin would give him the whole, hey, things have changed?
Of course he would understand where Ramos is coming from. It's part of baseball.
So that so you admit it hasn't.
Every time you get hit, Your first thought should not be who are we hitting?
Steiny, you know so I know that. This is an ongoing theme here.
It's a short-term thing.
And you know what's bothering me too about this? And we're losing? And we're blowing games? Let it out.
No, that's fair.
That's another part of this. We're losing games.
You're right.
I won't flip a spread, but if my dudes are going to get hit, we got to hit somebody. That's the other part of this I left out.
No.
And we're playing stinky baseball, and they're hitting us? with no repercussions. Oh my gosh.
You act as though this team's getting hit more than other teams, and it's not. It's had a stretch.
We're frustrated.
Well, that's the other thing. You just acknowledged what I knew, which is you just want to hit somebody because you guys stink right now. Seriously.
No.
As you said, especially,
our guys are getting hit.
Especially when we're not playing well.
Stiney,
like, just be honest.
No.
You want to hit somebody because Adamas stinks.
Oh, no.
And you want to hit somebody because Devers is hitting 194 since he got here.
No, I'm not that guy. I am so
you just
not.
Proved it.
He's the last on my list, Stoney. Hey, Devers, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about him.
Yep.
Neither of the Marlins.
That's a four.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I missed you guys.
All right. No right answer.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But there's a right thing to do. I think we know what it is.
Suck it up and take it.
Go get, yeah, this is, you know what? Thank you, 5-3-0. Get a 5-run lead and hit somebody.
Wow.
See if you can score 5 runs to even get a 5-run lead.
People coming at me, calling me a hypocrite.
I thought you said you were winning everything.
Well, a couple, Uncle Looney said I started the show again with Church Talk. Now I want blood. No, I just want, hey, you got to respect the uniform, man.
All right.
That's all.
Let's go to Stu from Richmond.
The Rich. I know he wants to hit somebody.
Oh, man, it's already been done, guys.
What's going on, Stu?
Hello?
What's up, baby?
Oh, man, just on my break from work. I listen to you guys on lunch, so I appreciate
right
you.
On.
Anyway, I've talked to Stoney before. He covered me at El Segundo High. And so I was at Contra Costa College. You know, these guys were picking our signs, and we got to play them 2 more times against Los Medanos. What do you think I had to do?
You had to throw.
Come up and in.
Yeah.
Turn up. And then I missed him, and I came at him again. I charged the plate and got thrown out the game. But guess what? They stopped picking our signs, and we started coming in back for the game. So,
wow.
You know, my first experience of the charging mound, I was 9 years old. You know, I hit Ed Davila on accident.
Eddie.
He charged the mound with a bat.
Yeah, so, that's what we want.
Whoa. I just feel like, I mean, that's not what you want, but hey, sometimes you got to fight with the sword, right? But anyway, I just want to say, I think that it's necessary, and this is kind of why our youth get participation trophies, because, you know, we're here to win, and if your guys are getting hurt, what are you going to do? You know, the pitchers can't go up there and hit a home run. I mean, I feel you, Steiny, but come on now. We're getting a little soft over here.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
So you're saying this ain't the Juan Marichal era, Steiny? Dude, he charges with the bat.
Picking signs is different.
Of course it's not.
Oh, and you know what,
the Juan Marichal era.
You hear, E? picking signs is different.
Like picking signs is kind of bush league. So like that makes a little more sense. And I'd also say the big difference between yesterday and the last couple of games is like Schmidt got hurt. That is the difference. But just hitting a guy, like you get hit three times in a series, that doesn't really do much.
And I gave Evan during the break the Dodgers Padres example. Like, you know, the Dodgers were like, oh my gosh, Ohtani got hit. Never, that can't happen. That's how they reacted. I respected it. But he said they were rivals. So that had something to do with the smoke. And again, Stani, you know I'm not violent like that, but I'm just, you're losing. You're not hitting. You're
That's
frustrated.
Right.
No.
All those
but
reasons
but
go throw
But the number one
somebody.
Reason is this has been repetitive over the last 2 weeks and nothing's been done.
All right. No.
Not even faking like you're trying to, oh, I hit you. Oh, I didn't mean to. None of that.
That's
And guys are fed up. Ramos, who I believe is one of your best players, and Webb said the same, and Bowmail. Well, let's see if he backs it up here. You know, here soon.
Yeah, the only thing
we're going to know here soon.
The only thing I'll say is this whole thing about, you know, whether you hit a guy, don't hit a guy, throw at him. It's such an, I think, such an infinitesimally small part of what's going on with the Giants. Like, we're picking out this superfluous issue.
But it's something you can control. By
sure.
Retaliate.
Like,
and then
I just
over.
Don't believe hitting anybody is going to make you a better team. And I don't believe hitting somebody's going to mean, oh, nobody's going to come inside on Ramos anymore. Like,
well, to
yes,
the caller's
they are.
Point.
That's his weak. That's his hole.
But to the caller's point, it was drastic with the bat. And again, it was still in signs. It didn't happen again. And I'm not saying the Giants are not going to get hit moving forward. But you know, let me just ask you guys this and the listeners. If there's a dust up today, you don't think the rest of the National League and everybody's on social media and no, nothing happened. But a dust up, you know.
Oh, boy, the Giants, they are for real.
I'm just telling
Come
you, Stani. I'm just telling you.
So you're telling me the Giants hit a guy today, bench is clear, nothing happens, of course, that the rest of the league is going to say, tell you what, Giants mean business.
You would be surprised how that would go down, Stani.
I guess I would, because I don't think it would make any team blink.
Yeah.
Other
and
than
maybe I'm stuck in the past. Bob Gibson, the great Bob Gibson, I know that was a long, long time ago, pitched with fear.
Like,
because nobody, he would hit your ass and dare you to run up.
Well, why don't you, instead of bringing up Gibson and what he would have done and all those guys, acknowledge that it can't be done like that anymore. Mm-hmm. It cannot. Like,
and
it
you're
just,
talking about the...
It just can't.
The suspension.
Yeah. I mean, you can do it, but
I can't wait for first pitch. Like, we're going to know.
Would you like to bet that the first pitch of the game is not
hey,
a hit
Evan,
by pitch?
I was just saying about it took everything I had to just don't do it, but man, oh man. What if he hit him? What would you apologize to me? Would you
no,
have a double
for
back?
What?
Like, no, for or give me love like good, you got it right.
I'm not saying it's outside the realm of possibility.
Okay, all right.
I'm saying in the long run it will do nothing in my mind. And I think two That's, out of the three yeah. last night were clearly
and I agree with
accidents.
That. But enough
so,
is enough. I do agree
well,
with that.
It's
if, but it's not just about Rob Lowe. It's not just about last night.
Stop thinking the Giants are like getting picked on or treated a different way. Do you really think Giants hitters are getting hit more than other guys?
No. But I think some guys are frustrated that nothing
so
has been
how many,
done.
How many teams?
So forget the message to the other
how
team.
How about this?
Send one
this?
As the skipper to your own
how
team.
Many times, how many times? Okay, the Giants right now are 13th in the league in hit by pitches. Middle of the pack. How many teams above the Giants in terms of have gotten hit by a pitch have been in incidents where the bench is clear? Probably not all of them. That's the way I look at it. There are other teams that get hit more, but I don't see battle royals in all the time in baseball.
Well, the other two teams in your division, and I get it, Evan gave me that, and I'll give it to him in regard to the rivals. They stand up, man. They're not playing.
And that is the other thing. And I think Evans hits it right on the head here. It's Miami. They have no There's no rivalry. There's no bad blood. He plunked Ramos.
Kapler. Where,
dude, what was he wearing yesterday, Evan? You saw him.
He was wearing like a white jacket.
That dude.
Kapler, man, looks like he's in heaven.
Wow. They get the sweep today. Well, who would have saw that? Had that on their bingo card?
Well, who had it not being a possibility at all? You know what I mean?
Well, somebody had it, but it was very low. You'll give me
sure.
that?
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of gamblers lost some chickens.
Although,
say that.
Although,
Webb was a bitch.
Before, you know, this is the difference between you and me.
Right.
Baggerly wrote a story in The Athletic.
Bang.
Before this series, the Giants were 10 games over 500. He looked at the next 13 games. It's Miami. It's Chicago.
Yep.
It's Arizona.
A's.
And the A's. And he goes, boy, they can make some hay. Their goal would be, they could be 15 games over 500 by the end of that stretch. Okay, well, they're 0-2 right now. So they need to now go 9-2. Like, and I said this, you can never assume a sweep.
You missed your goal in the bus anyway, because I don't think it's too far-fetched to assume 2 or 3 against the Marlins.
No.
And you didn't get that, even with a win today.
That's an assumption. I would say we'd like to take 2 out of 3 from the Miami Marlins, but I don't assume. It's baseball. Yeah. You can't assume that. That's just me.
Yeah. But you are what your record says you are, Stoney.
What does that mean?
Miami is, you know, they got talent, but they lose a lot.
Right.
But not when they come here. The first two nights, they've been, come on, man. And then when that game went extra, the way that the Giants blew their chance, and I thought Koss won the game, but the way that they blew their chance to win the game, I was like, oh, boy.
Right.
Then you get two
thank
outs.
You
get
thank
two
you.
Outs in the
thank
top
you.
Of the. You're like, oh, we're feeling good.
Yep, thank you.
And I was about to hit send on the end game, and something just told me, drop the phone.
Yep.
And thank God I did.
And I appreciate you for right before the break hammering the point that you really want to throw at the first guy because of your frustrations from last night, a game you thought you should have won. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Celebrate Independence Day with pride and responsibility. This 4th of July, use a rideshare or public transit and say no to illegal fireworks. Grill and chill and celebrate, but if you're drinking, don't drive. This is all brought to you by the San Francisco Police Officers Association. Quentin Post on the other side, and I got to get Guru's thoughts on Kuminga.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.